Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everybody. It's Cap. Boy, it has been a while since we had an episode of Lightning Dogs, the official podcast out. And that was definitely not the plan. Things have been crazy, crazy busy here ever since the holiday started, really. I've been dying to get something out. And today I just said, you know what? To hell with it all. I'm just going to hop on the mic, talk to you, tell you what's going on in case you've been wondering, because we've got plenty to say and plenty to share and no time to edit together an episode to do it. New episodes of podcast will absolutely come out as soon as my hands are free, as soon as I can edit them. And in the meantime, I'm happy to say we've made good on our Wasteland Drive-In episodes, but they are shorter and much easier to put together by comparison. In January, we talked about Near Dark, and for February, we're going to be discussing Tears of the Sun, followed by the anime film Redline in March. We'll have a full list of the Wasteland Drive-In films soon, I hope, but there's still a little bit of ambiguity, actually, because we've actually almost caught up to the recordings, so we're sort of scrambling to get together for movie nights to fill out the rest of this year's roster of movies. Anyway, here's what's been going on. The Nerdy Show Network is on the verge of moving all of our content from SoundCloud over to the amazing podcast platform Megaphone, and we've just signed an agreement with Cabana, a digital marketing company that's going to help us further monetize our programming. Now, here at Nerdy Show, putting ads on our shows is never really a priority. We're more interested in getting new listeners and expanding our capacity to be fan-funded. However, SoundCloud, due to their multiple near-death experiences with bankruptcies, is kind of a sinking ship and hadn't really updated their podcast hosting platform at all for years. Meanwhile, Apple's been doing a lot of upgrades, so they just weren't keeping up with things, and so we had to get out of there. Enter Cabana, who are partnered with Megaphone, offering us the sweet deal of if we partner up with them and put advertising on our programs, our entire network can be on one of the best podcast hosting platforms out there. So obviously, we took the deal. To sweeten that deal, they're dedicated to making sure that whatever we're advertising is relevant to all parties involved, us the hosts, you the listeners. We don't want random ads cycled in. We want, you know, relevant connections with things. Advertising is always going to be advertising, but at least it can be like fun and maybe even meaningful to your life. Maybe it can actually improve things. That's our goal. All of the ads we're going to be putting together will all have been approved by us, read by us, and so on and so forth. Just to make sure that, you know, if we must disrupt with ads, it's going to be the least obtrusive disruption we can offer. And it will offer an additional source of income that can help this show and all the other shows continue to output programming. Now, fan funding on Patreon, that's still going to be essential because the ads are not guarantees by any means. You fine folks are still the source and the force for making our podcast possible. Now, while I've been doing that, and while it's been its own adventure, I've also been doing it times two because, as you may know, my day job is working for the music and film website Consequence of Sound. I'm their art director, I do writing for them, and now I'm also their podcast network director. Yeah, I thought it was not enough work that I was doing, you know, all of Nerdy Show, I should also do this, but it actually all kind of makes sense. It's one sort of shared ecosystem. Nerdy Show's Star Wars show, State of the Empire, has been co-produced by Consequence for a while now, and Consequence has had its own success in the past year with their Stephen King podcast, The Losers Club. So, knowing that they had someone on their staff who was something of an expert in running a podcast network, they said, hey, we were thinking about getting into this even bigger. Will you run it for us? And, you know, yes, there will be a raise involved. And so I said, okay, sure. That seemed like the logical thing to do. What's more, having just established this relationship with Cabana and Megaphone, it seemed like a great opportunity to do the same with Consequence. So not only have we been starting up this new network, putting together brand new series, many of which involve Nerdy Show personalities, making content that wouldn't necessarily have made sense within Nerdy Show, and also setting up this other network with Megaphone and Cabana, State of the Empire's also moved over to Consequence now as a Consequence podcast that happens to be produced by Nerdy Show. So it's kind of just sort of flipped. So that's a good chunk of what I've been up to. It's been crazy. And of course, we've still been putting out other Nerdy Show shows as well. There's been a lot going on. There's been so much going on. Not releasing Lightning Dogs amidst all this, though, hurts me, hurts my heart, hurts Doug, hurts Tony. And we're going to get back to it as soon as possible. We've still been meeting and recording throughout this time, though even that's been difficult to fit in with everything else going on. So new episodes as soon as possible. And all that said, we are in the very near future hitting the road with Lightning Dogs. We'll be at North Carolina Comic Con, Oak City, in Raleigh, North Carolina, March 17th and 18th. It's an awesome, intimate, comics-focused show with some absolutely incredible creators. And I'm not just talking about ourselves. Kevin Eastman, co-creator of Ninja Turtles, is going to be there. Chris Sims of Warrock at Ajax, X-Men 92, so many great Marvel comics, is going to be there. Eric Burnham, the Ghostbusters author. I mean, it's an incredible lineup, and we are thrilled to be a part of it. I am going to be running some panels. Yes, there is going to be a Lightning Dogs panel, and yes, there is going to be a Ninja Turtles panel that I may or may not have something to do with. We'll announce more as soon as we can, maybe in another bulletin update like this, and certainly via our social feeds on Twitter and Facebook. I want to keep everybody as in the loop as possible. Terribly sorry for the radio silence. That is, I think, all of it for now, but don't ever hesitate to reach out to us, and we will be back very soon with all new Lightning Dogs podcasts, and hopefully you can come out and see us in Raleigh, North Carolina, March 17th through 18th. We'd love it if you could come run with the pack.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.